Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Jeffrey, I have a question.
All right.
Before you embark on the TAMS rankings, there were other rankings last night.
There were some important
college football playoff rankings. Mm-hmm. You want to start with the TAMS rankings, or do you want to start with the college football playoff rankings?
Let's start with the college football playoff rankings.
College football playoff rankings. Okay. It was Alabama 1.
Indeed.
It was Clemson 2.
It was.
It was LSU with a loss.
Mm-hmm.
3 ahead of Notre Dame with no losses. You in favor or not in favor? It doesn't really matter. Nobody really. It doesn't, like, makes no difference whatsoever. LSU will either beat Alabama or not. Probably not. And that'll take care of that, right?
Yeah. The only thing I thought was interesting to note is that the SEC had the top-ranked one-loss team, the top-ranked two-loss team, the top-ranked three-loss team.
So seven teams in all in the top 20.
Correct. So to me, what it showed is they were clearly valuing if you have the letters SEC on your name.
Right.
I did not have, but in general, no, I did not have a problem. I mean, because
they screwed at USC, UCF more than I thought they would. I thought they'd be at 9. They were at 12.
It is still the highest ranked that any Group of Five team has been to start.
Yes.
The previous high, of course, was Memphis back
UCF
in 2015.
UCF and Notre Dame have one common opponent.
Correct.
That is Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what we think here.
Mm-hmm. The transitive property of college football.
UCF destroyed them 45-14.
Yes.
Notre Dame nearly lost and won 19-14. Notre Dame is 4. UCF is 12. Iowa State's in. Houston is not. Iowa State is 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. There is a massive, massive Power 5 bias in this whole thing.
Oh, for sure. I'll tell you what else I think kind of registers. When you start looking at these rankings, you see some of these teams that the big boys, like when I say the big boys, I mean like the top 6, 7, 8 teams are going to play down the road.
Yeah.
They're starting to rank those teams, I think, to create the narrative
that they beat a ranked team.
Exactly.
Do you really think they think like that?
Yes, because I think they're
So who? So who is ranked that will play one of the big boys down the road in order? And Iowa State still on anyone's?
I mean, Iowa State's going to have to play the big, you know, Oklahoma. Iowa State's going to factor into Oklahoma. They're going to factor into West Virginia. They're going to factor into. They're going to factor in. Same thing with, like, North Carolina State. North Carolina State's going to factor in with Clemson. Boston College is going to factor in most likely with Clemson. Syracuse is going to factor in.
Oh, it factors in even if they've already played them.
Correct.
Because they beat them all. I mean, they Clemson destroyed NC State.
Correct.
But it makes that win look better if they're ranked.
Correct. So, because at the end of the day, this is an eye test ranking. Like, they'll come up with whatever justification they need. Because at the end, they're just trying to rank what they think are the four best teams. And it's an eye test more than anything else.
So, but what really mattered in the ranking was, okay, you got the initial ranking.
Yes.
What mattered was when the teams in the top four lose, who is poised to move into the top four? We know that one of the teams will lose because LSU or Alabama will lose.
Correct.
Right? If for some reason, if LSU, by the way, beat Alabama, okay, it's at LSU, right?
Correct.
Beats Alabama by a point.
Okay.
Alabama then destroys everybody else on their schedule. Then LSU wins the SEC. This is not happening. Everyone acknowledges LSU is going to lose.
Sure,
to Alabama.
But I'll play the hypothetical.
But in that hypothetical, Alabama makes it and LSU makes it.
I believe that would be correct.
I think that's true. Right?
I think that's what they've said. And I think what the other thing that was interesting that stood out to me, the first two college football playoff rankings, Ohio State was ranked number 15 the year that they won the national title. They got in as the last team. They destroyed Wisconsin. They were ranked number 15. The next year, Oklahoma, who got in, they lost to Clemson in the Orange Bowl. They started the rankings at 16. The last 2 years, though, no one has gotten in lower than 6. So I think what they've adjusted is they're trying to set up the justification of these teams have been there the whole time.
Well, and to me, what's obviously if Michigan is five,
correct,
and if LSU loses and Michigan runs the table, Michigan slides right into that spot,
correct?
Right?
Yes,
there's no question. But Michigan could easily lose to Ohio State.
Yes,
that could happen easily.
Yes,
well, you know,
the game's in Columbus. That's not far-fetched.
In that instance, you look at who then slides into that position, depending on what they do. And the fact that Oklahoma is ranked ahead of Ohio State,
and
what we said yesterday,
three spots
ahead of Ohio State, suggests that Oklahoma would move into that position ahead of Ohio State if Ohio State happens to beat Michigan, or if Ohio State happens to win the Big Ten.
That's the way that I would view it. I don't think you would see, based on Oklahoma, if Oklahoma won out, I don't think you'd see Ohio State jump them.
But if, for example, Notre Dame loses, and they very well could, they've had some close, like the game against Pittsburgh, for example. They played Northwestern this week. Who knows? They could easily lose
that
game.
The game's in Evanston.
Let's stipulate, and we know what a
impossible
place to play that is. It's going to have more Notre Dame fans there. But let's assume that Notre Dame loses. I'm going to go ahead and give you Clemson and Alabama. Let's assume
they seem to have separated themselves.
Let's assume that Notre Dame loses.
Okay.
They're then out of it.
I believe. I think they are unlikely to recover if they lose again.
Right. So they lose, and we're going to go ahead and we move LSU out. They lose too.
Correct.
Okay. Who then, if Oklahoma runs the table, they move in.
Yep.
And then if Ohio State runs the table, then they move in.
That seems to me what they would do, and they'd leave the Pac-12 out. I guess the question,
Washington
though, is
State being the only.
What do they do with Washington State? Washington State is right behind Oklahoma at 8. If Washington State runs the table and they win
them
the
ahead of Ohio State?
As of right now, I mean, Washington State's one loss is at USC in a game that had some controversy with the targeting foul,
right,
and were the cops involved.
Whereas,
or, I mean, were the lawyers involved?
Ohio State's one loss, they got humiliated.
Yes. What I think is fascinating, playing out your hypothetical. Okay,
they'll have better wins, however, Ohio State will be, because in this scenario, they certainly would have beaten Michigan.
I mean, at this point, though, then Washington State would have beaten 9 Power 5 teams.
How many ranked teams?
According to right now, only one other, Utah.
And Ohio State would have to beat Utah twice, most likely. Right. And Ohio State would have beaten
the
how
Big
many
Ten has
teams?
More. Yes. They would have beaten Michigan. They would have beaten Iowa. No, they would not have beaten Iowa because I was in the other division. They haven't had the crossover game. At this point, they would only have Michigan, Penn State. So they would have 2.
You think Notre Dame's going to? I think Notre Dame's going to go undefeated.
They've been much better since the quarterback change. And then on top of that, USC appears to be free-falling, and they're going to be favored pretty significantly.
My prediction is Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oklahoma.
I'm fine with that.
That's my prediction. I don't want that. I want Michigan, but I don't believe Michigan.
Well, I'll tell you, on your hypothetical of what if, okay, let's play out your scenario. Say LSU forces 4 turnovers. They get to Tua and he throws some picks.
Right.
Okay, let's say that happens. They win the game. And then they have to play Georgia in the rematch, presuming Georgia beats Kentucky this week. And then Georgia beats them. Because that would have been the exact same situation. So now you're sitting here with Georgia as the SEC champion. They're in the playoff. And then you have to decide between Alabama and LSU. And then LSU would have beaten Alabama. It would have been the...
They each would have had...
Exactly, one loss.
No. LSU would have 2 losses. They'd get to Alabama.
So, yeah, it's like last year. Alabama gets in even though Auburn beat them.
Okay. Nothing too outrageous. I feel... Listen, I don't really like UCF. I feel... I like the little guy, but I don't
like
really
the cause.
I like the, I like the cause. I don't like
the messenger.
Yeah, so... okay. TAMS rankings.
All right, so let's give a quick recap of what happened to our schools over the weekend. Starting first with Arkansas State. They went down to Lafayette to play ULL. They got beat 47-43. Blake Anderson's squad now sitting at 4-4. Arkansas hosted Vanderbilt over the weekend in Fayetteville. Arkansas got blitzed in the second half. Vandy prevailed 45-31. Memphis was on the bye. Tennessee went to South Carolina, put up a good fight, but in the end, they give up too many points in the second half. They lose to South Carolina 27-24. Ole Miss was on the bye. And then Mississippi State had a huge second half.
Thank
against
God. Thank
Texas
God
A&M.
They're redeeming the standing up, making a strike and a blow for the Tams.
Huge, huge win for the Tams,
for the Tams
power
rankings. Yeah.
And they knocked off Texas A&M 28-23, thanks, of course, to about three big passes from Nick Fitzgerald.
Yep.
Big passes.
Proving you wrong. Okay, so the rankings. Number seven.
Number seven, no change there. It's still Arkansas State. They're sitting at 4-4, but you know, now you're starting to hear some whispers. It's Blake Anderson.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you hear whispers?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard no whispers, but I'm not. Maybe I didn't have my ear to the ground.
It's also a loss against a heated rival, so we know how that goes.
Right. Okay. Number six.
Number six, Arkansas. You know, I tried to put some faith in them. I thought dreams go to die when one team goes to Fayetteville late in October, early November, but Vanderbilt stood tall and just absolutely took every punch Arkansas had and then really knocked them out in the fourth quarter. And this is really where it gets interesting, Jeff, because when you look at teams 2, 3, 4, and 5, there's not a lot of separation between them.
One is going to be, let's just go ahead and announce it. It's the one good team in this
Correct.
They are a good team.
Yes. No, if Mississippi State played the next closest team, they would at least be a 10-point favorite
over any other TAM.
Over any other TAM, at the minimum a 10-point favorite.
So Mississippi State's going to be one. So then you're just saying between Tennessee,
Ole Miss,
Memphis, Ole Miss,
and Vanderbilt.
There's not a lot of separation.
According to Las Vegas, the separation is no more than 2.5 points on a neutral field.
Between any of them.
So now we're ranking resumes.
Okay.
So number five, we are going to go.
Memphis, you're going to put there because they don't have the best win.
The resume is the weakest of all the teams. Memphis at five. I'm going to go Vanderbilt at four. Because their biggest win is still at Arkansas, which, okay, but Arkansas is extremely banged up right now, and I don't really think you want to hang your hat on a win at Arkansas. And then their next biggest moment is playing Notre Dame close on the road and losing before Notre Dame made the quarterback change.
Doesn't Tennessee have a better win than Ole Miss?
Not right now, because Auburn is not a better win than Texas Tech.
It's funny, it's a better name than Texas
Sure,
Tech.
100%.
But it's not a better win
and
than
it's
Texas
an SEC
Tech.
Road win.
Right.
But on paper, Ole Miss still has the best win.
So you're saying Tennessee's three.
Tennessee at three, and then Ole Miss will be at two. Now, the truth is this weekend is a big weekend to kind of separate because Ole Miss hosts South Carolina, and spoiler alert, if they lose to South Carolina, they can't hold on to the two spot. There's just no way.
So Memphis goes to East Carolina.
Correct. Still not really a resume chance.
Who's everyone got? Go through them.
I'm pulling up right now. So this week, Arkansas State hosts South Alabama on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Then if we move over into the SEC action, again, Ole Miss hosting South Carolina 11 a.m. for that game. Tennessee hosts Charlotte 3 o'clock for that. Mississippi State hosts Louisiana Tech, and Vanderbilt is on the bye.
And Memphis got East Carolina. Okay. There endeth your TAMS rankings.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.